Hi, this is Yishai Bain. I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf's Daf in Practice series. There's a widespread minhag to perform Hataras Nedarim, to nullify vows. Many people do it on Erev Rosh Hashanah, after davening, or sometime through the Yomim Noraim season. I know from my experience, after davening in Erev Rosh Hashanah, you scramble a little bit, gather a group of four people, one person stands up, recites Hataras Nedarim, and the three people serve as a bezdin in order to nullify his vows, in order to be matir his neder. Now, there's an interesting chumrah from the Tzvi Pesach Frank in Mikrei Kodesh, in the Halachas of Yom Noraim, Simen Gimel, quotes from the author of the Torah's Chesed, a Chashev Rav in Yerushalayim, that he was insistent that the three people that serve as his bezdin to matir his nedarim would be people who already had their own nedarim nullified, already performed Hataras Nedarim for themselves. So what that would mean practically would be that if you have this group of four people, to wait to be the last one to say Hataras Nedarim after the three other people already said it, so that the Bezdin that's being matter, your Nedarim that are nullifying your vows, will have already nullified their own vows. Now, what would be the basis for this idea? The Gemara in today's Daf, Yuma Daf Mem Gimel, in the middle of Amud Beis, the Gemara talks about the multiple Viduyim, multiple confessions that the Kohen Gadol would say on Yom Kippur. And the Gemara points out that if you notice, the first vidui that the Kohen Gadol recited was only for his own sins, and only afterwards would he include other people. The Gemara says that makes sense. That makes sense. Kachi midas adin usenas, that's what's appropriate. Mutav yavo zakai, it's better for someone who is already purified, someone who already received atonement, v'yichaper al hachayiv, in order to perform an atonement, in order to recite vidui for other people. And based on that idea, the author of the Torah's Chesed said, I want other people who already had Hataras Nedarim, they should be the ones who are matir my own nedarim. Mutav yavo zakai, v'yichaper al hachayiv. But the truth is that it seems that most poskim do not accept that this is even a chumrah. You don't need to wait to be the last one. You shouldn't push in order to try to maneuver to be the last one of the group of four in order to recite Hataras Nedarim, because the nature of Hataras Nedarim is not one of kapara. There's no atonement that's happening. There's a technical halacha. There's a halacha that if you have a neder, you have to abide by your nedarim, and you're able to remove the nedarim through Hataras Nedarim. But you're not getting an atonement for any sins, and therefore the concept of mutav yavo zakai v'yichaper al hachayiv isn't relevant. And although it's an interesting observation, it doesn't seem that it's accepted by most poskim that there's a reason to be stringent about this.